What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I used to work at Walmart years ago. It was from 2014 to 2016, and when I worked there, I was a cashier. It was one of the first jobs that I ever had, and looking back, I can't believe that I worked there for so long. But overall, I didn't mind it too much. During a time period when I worked there, I would often work really late at night. I would start sometime in the afternoon and would get off at like 11 p.m. or so. I remember that one time I was working one of these late night shifts, and it was very quiet. There were only a few people inside the store shopping. I hadn't had a customer check out in a while in my checkout, and I was just counting down the minutes until I was off. By that point in the night, there were probably only like 3 checkouts open, with me being one of them. So I remember that finally a man came to my checkout. He was just buying one thing, which was an energy drink or something like that. I remember that he was wearing a sweatshirt and cargo pants with a lot of pockets. The guy put the energy drink down in front of me, and when he did, I could see other things in his pockets. All his pockets from his pants to his sweater looked filled with stuff, and I could see in his sweater pocket there were some stuff that we sold.
Happy birthday, America! It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
As I was scanning the energy drink, I observed the items in the guy's pockets. I told the guy that I could scan the stuff in his pockets as well. Clearly, the guy was trying to shoplift. But at the time, for some reason, I thought that the guy was just storing items in his pockets instead of using a shopping cart. Maybe I was just tired from a long day, or maybe I was just young and dumb, but the thought of him trying to shoplift wasn't even going through my mind. I really thought that he was just storing the items in his pockets to bring to the checkouts. When I said this, the man said, "What are you talking about?" I pointed to his pockets. When I did, he gave me a dirty look. Then he just turned around and then walked the other way back into the store. I was confused and did not know where he was going, but he was very quickly out of my sight. To me, it just seemed like a bizarre encounter. After a few minutes of thinking about it, I realized that he was shoplifting. I felt stupid for not knowing that sooner, but I was glad that I had stopped him, or at least seemed to. I guessed that it was possible he was trying to go to another exit to steal there, but I looked around and didn't notice the guy. I stayed at my checkout and didn't get any more customers. Then, like 10 minutes later, the guy was back. This time, he did not have anything in his pockets except for one thing. At least, that's all that I could see. I could tell that there was something in one of the pockets, and the guy walked right up to me, but he didn't have any items with him at all. Right away, he told me that he had a gun, and for me to give him all the money in the cash register. He then moved what was in his right pocket without taking it out. It did look like the outline of a gun, but I could only see the outline in his pocket. I was kind of in shock, I guess. I just opened up the cash register and got out all the cash and gave it to him. I asked him if he wanted the coins too, but he said no. There really wasn't that much cash, maybe about $150 or so. Then after he took it, he quickly started walking away and towards the exits. When he did, I saw him take out of his pocket the gun. When I saw it, I realized it was just a toy Nerf gun and one of the small ones. He set it down on a random check lane as he was walking out. Then he walked extremely fast to the exit doors and left. I was glad that the gun was not real, but I also felt stupid for falling for it. Once he was gone, I decided that I should report it, so I told my manager. He ended up calling the cops. They came out and investigated and asked me questions. Then I was able to go home for the night, and I was told that they would check the cameras. I found out like a week later or so that the man was caught. I didn't hear anything more about it, but that was the craziest thing that ever happened when I worked there. This happened one time when I was working at Walmart years ago. I don't work there anymore, and I only worked there for about a year. I mostly worked in the parking lot pushing carts, but I also stocked shelves at times occasionally as well. When I worked there, I got to know a decent amount of the other coworkers. I was pretty friendly and had some work friends there, which was nice to have. Some of the workers were good and others not so much, but one in particular was super lazy. I think anyone who's ever had a job can relate to having a coworker like this. There was a guy named Austin, and he was always slacking off. He would literally clock in and then go straight to the back room and just hide and go on his phone for 8 hours. He would only be seen again if he was specifically called to do a task or if it was time to clock out. He would actually do work like one in every 5 shifts. It made me so mad, but I wasn't going to report him or anything because I'm not a rat. And at Walmarts, they have so many employees that it's possible for some of the employees to go unnoticed for hours, at least at some locations. It really depends on the management and how the stores ran there, I guess. And it was weird because my managers there were actually kind of strict, but for whatever reason, they either didn't catch on to Austin or just didn't care. Anyways, one day I saw that Austin was working with me and I rolled my eyes. That meant more work for me. I saw him clocking in and then didn't see him for like 3 hours, which was expected. After that, I continued with my work. A while later, though, I had to go to the back room of the store to get something. When I was back there, I was walking through a really quiet area. In the back room, it's pretty much how you would expect. There's lots of crates and boxes and products yet to hit the floor. There's also forklifts and other equipment, as well as a few other rooms. There was one spot in particular where it kind of went around a corner. As I was back there, I saw around the corner part a person sitting down. I could only see part of their arm and realized that it was Austin. I ignored him and kept going. I thought about maybe saying something, but I didn't think it was worth it, so I just kept working. Like an hour later, I had to go back there again. I walked by the same spot and saw Austin still there. This time, I stopped and looked at him. I was just ticked off that he hadn't moved the whole hour. I wanted to call him out. But then, as I stood there, only seeing his arm, he got up. That's when I realized that it wasn't actually Austin. It was some random guy. He did not work at the Walmart and was not supposed to be back there. He looked at me for like a second and then walked farther around the corner quickly and out of my sight. After seeing that, I just walked away. I didn't feel like telling some guy that he couldn't be back there and had to leave the store. I was more so just glad that it wasn't Austin slacking off, so I left the area and went back to work again. I continued working for the next few hours. Now, I had to work past closing time that night, so I would get off shortly after the store would close. I remember that when I was finally about off, the store was closed, and I saw Austin come to the front and clock out a few minutes early. On the other hand, I was going to actually finish my work. I was walking in the back room again and saw the same man once more. This was crazy this time, because it was hours after the previous time that I had seen him. I had no idea that he was still back there, and I didn't think that he would be. This time when I saw him, though, he was not in the same place. He was not really hiding, but far away, almost at the end of the sort of long hallway that we were in the back room area. Nobody else was around at all. I was going to kind of just ignore the man once again. I would tell someone else that he was back there once I left. But as I stood still back there, I saw the guy start to walk in my direction, and he was walking pretty fast too. I didn't know why, but he didn't say anything. Soon, he started running and was going straight for me. The only thing that I could think to do was to turn around and run away. So I went to the opposite direction until I made it back to the door that went into the main store area. When I got back out, I quickly ran to find the nearest coworker. The man did not emerge from the back. I told my coworkers what was going on. When the word got around to one of the store managers, the cops got called. I was done with work, so I left. But I found out later on that the cops arrested the guy. He had been in the back for hours, and he got in through a back door which was left open. Those doors were never supposed to be left open. It is my theory that Austin left the door open. He was probably hiding in the back at the other end of the store. I worked there for another few months before quitting. Austin quit before I did, though. I remember him writing in our group chat that he was happy to announce that he was getting a job at our rival Target out of spite. He went on to say a bunch of bad things about our store and management. He's one to talk because he literally got away with being the laziest worker of all time. And when he quit, he didn't even put in his 2 weeks notice. He just stopped showing up. But that was my craziest experience working at Walmart.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I went to Walmart one night many years ago. This was back when Walmarts used to be open 24 hours. It was always interesting to go to Walmart in the middle of the night. The store would usually be very quiet. Sometimes you would see the employees stocking the shelves. Other times you would see some of the craziest customers. And other times it would be very quiet and peaceful. I've always been a night owl and I often used to work late as well. On this night I had worked sort of late. But I went back to my apartment after work and then decided to go out shopping to the nearby Walmart. It was like a 5-minute drive from my apartment, and I left to go there probably a little after midnight. But when I needed to do a little shopping, I enjoyed going so late. There would be no traffic on the roads and hardly any traffic in the store as well. So I remember that when I got to the Walmart, I parked kind of in the far back of the parking lot. I walked inside the store and started shopping. I didn't need to get that much stuff, and I think I just had a shopping basket and not a cart. Mostly, I was in the grocery department of the store getting food that I needed. When I was inside the store, I saw only a few other people. Most of them were employees, and I saw a couple of other people that were shopping, but not very many. After being in the store for maybe 10 minutes, I remembered that I heard my cell phone start to ring. I was confused as to why somebody would be calling me so late at night. I took it out of my pocket and answered. When I did, I said hello, but heard nothing on the other end. Then I heard someone breathing. Multiple times I asked who was there, but no one said anything. So at that point, I hung up, thinking that it was probably a wrong number or somebody called me by mistake. I looked at the number, and it was not one that I recognized at all. I was a little creeped out from hearing the breathing, but nobody speaking at all, but I just carried on with my shopping. But then, surprisingly, like 5 minutes later, that same number called me again. I answered once more and said hello. There was once again silence. I asked who was there, but heard nothing. Then they hung up on me. I was even more confused and also creeped out now. I continued my shopping and finished up. Then I went to the front of the store and checked out. When I did not receive any more calls. After checking out, I walked to the exit doors and stepped out into the parking lot. When I did, I could see my car parked a long ways away. I remember that it was a cool and sort of foggy night. When I saw my car, though, I noticed that there was a man standing next to it. He was literally leaning on my car, but facing in the opposite direction, and there were no other cars parked directly around mine, so I didn't know why he was there. The man was wearing dark pants and a hooded sweatshirt, so I couldn't make out any details about him at all. I couldn't see any part of his face with him standing in the opposite direction. I had started to walk to my car, but now stopped just about 20 feet into the parking lot. It seemed really creepy. Then I suddenly heard my phone start to ring in my pocket again. I took it out and looked. It was the same person calling. I answered it again and this time said, "Why do you keep calling me?" There was still no answer. However, I looked at the man that was standing next to my car in the parking lot. I saw that he was now holding a cell phone up to his ear. Was this the guy who was calling me? I asked him, "Are you standing next to my car right now?" When I said this, he did not answer but hung up on me. Then I saw the guy standing by my car put the cell phone back in his pocket. The man then started to turn around and face me. When he did, I saw that he was wearing sunglasses, but I really couldn't make out any other details. He was far away and it was dark out. I was so creeped out that I turned around and walked back inside the Walmart. I just started walking around the store hoping that when I went back out the man would be gone. A short time later, the guy called again. I declined the call and then shut my phone off completely. I started wandering the aisles of Walmart aimlessly, just wondering to myself who that guy was and what was going on. After walking around for like 15 minutes, I was somewhere in the back part of the Walmart near the auto parts area. I came around a random aisle and saw the man now inside the Walmart. He was kind of far away and walking down another aisle. He was still wearing the hooded sweatshirt and sunglasses. I quickly turned the corner of another aisle and was out of sight of the guy. Then I walked to another aisle as fast as I could and started quickly making my way to the front. A short time into that and I just started running. I didn't look back and sprinted to the exit doors. When I got there, I ran out into the parking lot and went for my car. I made it there, got inside, and looked around. I saw the creepy guy just walking out of the Walmart and into the parking lot. Then I quickly drove away. I got home and wasn't followed or anything. I never saw that guy again. I turned my phone back on and saw that he had tried to call multiple times. I blocked his number. but I still have many unanswered questions. How did he get my number, and who was he? Had he been following me or stalking me somehow? The whole thing was very strange, but I'm happy that I never saw him again after that. For a little background, when I was a young woman about 10 years ago, I worked at a Walmart for a few months. I worked as a cashier and was just 20 years old, working during the summer when I was back home from college. The Walmart was not far from where I lived, and they were always hiring with it being a large store and whatnot.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips, and being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So after getting the job, things went well for a while. Then, one time, this man came to my checkout. He looked young, but probably a few years older than me. Overall, I would not say that he was ugly, but I will say that he was not very attractive. When he was at my checkout, I was scanning his items that he was buying, and he told me that I was beautiful. I was happy to get a compliment and told him thanks. He then asked me what my Instagram was. I don't know why, but for some reason, I gave it to him. Looking back, I could have just said that I didn't have one or that I didn't want to give it out. But I told him it, and he took out his phone right then and there, which I didn't expect. He typed it in, found my profile, and then followed me and showed me that he did. It seemed a little bit strange, but I just played it off and said thanks. He then asked me if I had a boyfriend. I told him, no, but I'm not really looking for anything at all right now. He said that he understood, and I felt a little better. There was an awkward silence, and I quickly finished scanning his items. I saw him looking at his phone, and I realized that he was on my Instagram page still. Quickly enough, though, he paid, and I told him to have a nice day. When he left, he said bye, and I thought that I would not see him again. But I was wrong. Literally the next day, the guy sent me a message on Instagram. He said hi, and I did respond to him saying hi back. He started a conversation with me, and I didn't know what to think about it. Pretty quickly, though, he asked to hang out, and I said no. He continued to message me, so I just ignored him. To that point, he had not done anything that creepy yet. I'm not going to make a guy seem like a creep just for shooting his shot with me. But after that is when things got real bad. He started messaging me almost non-stop. When I stopped replying, he just continued sending me messages. I was so tired of seeing the notifications. In 2 days, he sent me over 30 messages. Most of them were just saying stuff like, hey, or why aren't you responding? Finally, I sent him one final message, saying that I was sorry but I didn't want to hang out or talk with him anymore and to please leave me alone. He did not, though. He just kept sending me even more messages. So at that point, I blocked him. But this didn't stop the young man. He made another fake Instagram account and started messaging me there. It didn't take long for me to realize that it was the same guy, so I blocked that account as well. He didn't message me after that. But a few days later, I got word from some of my friends that he was messaging them on Instagram. Apparently, he saw who some of my friends were through my Instagram page, so he followed a few of them and then started asking them questions about me. He claimed that he was a good friend of mine, and so a few of them contacted me about it because he seemed strange. I was angry and told my friends to block him and that he wouldn't leave me alone. After this, I thought the whole ordeal was finally over. Except, one night during the next week, I was working another shift at Walmart. As I was at my checkout, I was kept pretty busy for most of the time. But at one point when things quieted down, I looked around and observed the same man there. He was sitting down on a bench closer to the exit doors. He was just sitting there and watching me. When I noticed him, he didn't wave or anything. He just stared intently. It was really creepy, and I looked away at once. I tried to distract myself, and soon enough, some more customers came into my check lane. But when I looked back and he was still there, I had enough. I left my check lane and found my boss, who I told about the whole situation. He said that he would go talk to the guy. Now, I don't know what my boss was planning to say or do. I'm not sure if he had the authority to kick the guy out of the store or anything. I guess he did if he was a manager, but as soon as my boss walked over and approached the man, the guy quickly got up and left. They didn't even have a conversation. I was glad to see him gone and hoped that he would not come back. I worked the rest of my shift and it went well. I got off sometime that night at maybe 9 or 10 o'clock. However, after clocking out, I left the store and started walking through the parking lot to my car. It was very quiet now. I saw one guy kind of walking around the lot. I realized it was the same guy. He was not standing by my car, but I hoped that he wouldn't notice me. I turned and started walking to another row of cars closer to mine. But then he did notice me. I saw him start walking in my direction. I bolted for my car and ran there. I was able to make it, but the guy reached the car right after I did. I went inside and locked the doors, and he started knocking on my window. I didn't waste any time and just drove away. After that, I actually called my boss and told him about the guy to make him aware of the situation, because if this were to continue, I would not feel safe coming to work anymore. Thankfully, I was off for a few days. When I returned to work, I was told that the guy was banned from the Walmart. Apparently, he showed up again, I guess to look for me, but he didn't buy anything and just walked around. Based on him following me to my car, the manager trespassed him from the store. I think that was enough for him to finally leave me alone once and for all, because I never saw him again after that. I only worked at the Walmart for about another month, though. Looking back, it was a pretty creepy experience. One of the creepiest events of my life took place several years ago. For some brief background, I live by myself in a house and I live in a pretty average neighborhood. It's a suburb of the city, and there are a ton of houses on a quiet street. The local shopping area pretty close to my neighborhood has many of the typical stores. The largest one there is probably the Walmart, and that's where I was on the night of this story. So I went there and it was nighttime, but not that late. It was probably like 8 o'clock or so. I parked my car and went inside to get a decent amount of things. I took a shopping cart and began to walk around the store. When I was inside the Walmart, I went to just about every part of it. The store was really not that busy, but there were still people there. I remember that when I was inside, I kept seeing this one man, and I didn't think that he was following me or anything, but I just kept seeing him. I couldn't tell you the very first time that I saw him, but it was probably not too long after I entered the store. As I was walking down an aisle, I noticed him again, but I didn't even really think anything of it. But I remember that the guy was pretty tall and kind of lean. He just kind of stood out. I don't want to say that he looked creepy or something like that, but something sort of seemed off about him. I know that might seem like I'm just exaggerating for the story, but I really did think that. The guy had dark hair and wore a maroon sweater and dark jeans. I saw him another time when I was on the complete opposite end of the store. Still, I thought nothing strange of it. It wasn't like he was ever staring at me or creepily looking in my direction. It just seemed like he was shopping like everybody else. To me, it seemed like more of a coincidence than anything. And I saw him yet another time after that. So it was like 4 or 5 total times when I was shopping in completely different areas in the store when I saw the guy. By the last time, I found it strange. But still, I wasn't thinking that he was following me or something crazy like that. By the time I checked out, I didn't know where he was. I had never paid attention to if he had any items in his hands or anything. I know that he didn't have a shopping cart, but I didn't know if he got anything at all, and I did not see him at the checkouts. So after I was done shopping, I pretty much forgot all about the guy. I left the store and walked out to my car and then put the groceries inside. Then I got in my car, drove back home, which was pretty close, like I mentioned before, and after arriving back home, I went inside and unpacked everything. Then, after being home for maybe 10 or 20 minutes, I remember passing by the front of my house, which is the living room. There, I noticed something out the window. There was a man just standing in the street out front. It was the same guy who I kept seeing in the Walmart. He was standing there in the street, facing my house, and just staring at me. It instantly gave me the chills. I could not believe that the man was here. I had never seen him before this night. He just stood there looking at me and did not move. There was really no expression on his face either. After watching him for like a minute straight, I couldn't take it anymore. I covered all the windows and moved away from them. I then went around and made sure that every door was locked and every window was shut.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I tried to ignore the guy, but I had to go back and look again. When I did, he was gone. I went to every window and looked out of them, but he was nowhere in sight. I was glad that he was gone, but I was also still really creeped out by the whole thing. Looking back, I still don't know what happened there. I didn't notice him following me home from Walmart or anything, and I think that I would have noticed because the streets were pretty quiet at that hour, but I guess anything is possible. I will never forget seeing him staring at me in the window, though. It was truly one of the most terrifying moments ever.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.